This is Evenings with Peter Gerz.
Peter Gerz.
On ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
Now, I wonder how many people out there have actually experienced ageism. And think about the ageism that's actually out there on a daily basis, because the World Health Organization just released a major report, and it said that the experience of ageism is bad for your health. Think about this, Peter. I mean,
of course.
Because if you're dismissed and you are denigrated, then it actually affects the way you feel about yourself.
Of course. And
like, so, when I look at you and I say, Pete, you look great. That moustache is, you know, you look terrific. You feel better, right? Your blood pressure goes down. If I came in here and said that you look terrible, or I didn't like being around you because you're old, I mean, that's actually going to make you feel uncomfortable and sad. And anyway, they've calculated it. They said it knocks about 7.5 years off someone's life.
Well, it's being self-esteem, self-worth.
Being disrespected.
Of course. Here's a text from Leo. Age. Defence security clearances are used as a method to obtain a person's age during defence companies' recruiting.
Oh, governments are they're some of the worst.
They are.
Some of the worst. I mean, you might remember that in South Australia, I think it was only a few years ago, there might be somebody out there that can call in about this. But I believe that the South Australian Education Department was offering packages for people that were 50 and over because they said they wanted new blood in the teaching force.
Yes.
I mean, if someone is, I mean, that whole idea of new blood, I mean, they wanted to reinvigorate the teaching force and they wanted to get rid of all the people that were over 50.
That is an issue, though, Henschke.
Why? I mean, it shouldn't be based around age. It should be based around competency.
True. Frosty's saying, and I know Frosty has experience of ageism, someone told me that employers must pay a higher premium for work cover insurance for over 50s. I'm not sure. Is this correct? If it is, it would surely contribute to the ageism that senior job seekers have to endure. Welcome to ageism and ailment discrimination on job seeker poverty payments.
Yep. But why do we rail against racism? We rail against sexism, but no one rails against ageism, and that's why National Seniors is asking people to, and it doesn't matter what age. I mean, we've got a campaign called Every Age Counts. So if you look up National Seniors, Every Age Counts in a search engine, you can take a pledge, and it says, I will take a stand against ageism. And we should not be ageist to people who are 25. Because they're 25. We should not be ageist against young people either. But what I'm worried about is the fact that when people reach the age of 45 or 50, they are being pushed out of the workplace.
Yes.
So have you experienced ageism, and tell me exactly how you experienced it?
Where do I start? Going for job interviews. You get looked at because you've got grey hair and you know the interview is going to go nowhere. Also been to various job places, and you walk in and the workshop's full of young people, and you realise when you go to the interview that they take one look at your grey hair and it's goodbye nurse.
Do you put your age on the application form? Because there are people now saying that one of the best things to do to get to the interview in the first place is not to put your age on the application form.
No, I don't put my age on there, but and also cut my job history back to only the last 10 or 15 years, so they can't work out. But they can look at you and get a general idea that you've got grey hair, you're over 50, so...
And why do you think it is that they don't want to? I mean, am I right? Is that because there are younger people in the workplace and they're the ones that are doing the employing and they look at you and say, I don't want you? Is that what you think's going on?
In my line of work, which is heavy and dirty trade, sort of maintenance work, once you get to 50, you pass your use-by date because your body's worn out and you're
But is that true? I mean, I've seen people do amazing work, people, and the skill they've got that they've learnt over the years is extraordinary.
Thank you very much.
Well, imagine if we decided to turn down people when they turned 50 in the musical world. I mean, have a look at them. I mean, Paul McCartney's still putting out music and he's nearly 80.